AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden, in a news conference marking his first year in office, says there have been successes.
The unemployment rate dropped to 3.9%. Child poverty dropped by nearly 40%, the biggest drop ever in American history. New business applications grew by 30%, the biggest increase ever. And for the first time in a long time, this country's working people actually got a raise.
He also notes the setbacks, including his Build Back Better proposal and the current impasse over voting rights legislation. As for the pandemic,
the bottom line on COVID-19 is that we're in a better place than we've been and have been thus far, clearly better than a year ago. We're not going back to lockdowns. We're not going back to closing schools.
As for Russian troops along the border with Ukraine, amid Russian President Vladimir Putin demanding the U.S. and NATO not expand into former Soviet-controlled nations, Biden says Russia will pay dearly if the troops invade.
Russia will be held accountable if it invades, and it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion, and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, et cetera. But if they actually do what they're capable of doing with the force amassed on the border, it is going to be a disaster for Russia.
The Senate continues to debate a pair of voting rights measures, both backed by West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, but not the effort to bypass the filibuster to get the bills passed by a simple majority.
Repealing the filibuster is actually restoring the Senate to the vision of the founding fathers intended for this deliberate body. My friends, that is simply not true.
The Freedom to Vote John R. Lewis Act combines earlier bills into one package that would make Election Day a national holiday, ensure access to early voting and mail-in ballots already in use in a number of states. This is AP News. A 15-year-old Pittsburgh high school student is dead after two people fired into a school van after classes were dismissed for the day. No arrests have been made as police review surveillance videos and seek witnesses. The 5G dispute leads to flights to the U.S. being canceled. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Major international airlines have been canceling flights to the U.S. or changing the planes they're using. Some airlines say they received warnings from the Federal Aviation Administration or Boeing that the plane maker 777 was particularly affected by the new wireless service. Mobile carriers AT&T and Verizon have agreed to pause the rollout of new high-speed wireless service near key airports. Boeing says it will work with the airlines, the FAA, and others to find a solution that would allow all planes to fly safely as 5G is rolled out. I'm Mike Hempen.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.